On that day, Willard's obsession saved her. As she bent, a projectile whizzed over her head. She made out the rifle's report after it. Someone shot at her. She could have died. Starting low, she called for Willard to follow her back into the woods. A second shot sent bark flying by her face. This had been no hunting accident. Someone definitely wanted to shoot her. Step-Pappy pooh-poohed her story.
You gone crazy, girl. Who'd care enough to shoot you?
Still, she and Willard had visited Sheriff Riley the next day. He shook his head sadly.
I can't help you. I'm only sheriff of the town.
His face took on an almost feral expression.
You country folk are on your own.
Now, as she sneaked away for a couple precious hours of time alone, she thought about the attack. No other strange events had happened. Perhaps it had been a hunter after all. As she headed for her secret spot, Ginger shifted her thoughts to the scene in Pride and Prejudice that she'd read the night before. Mr. Darcy's words about it being a punishment to dance with the women in the room haunted her. What if Theo looked at her and didn't want to be her partner? After all, he was a fine gentleman, just like Darcy. And Darcy was mean about it. Poor Elizabeth could hear him when he said she wasn't handsome enough to tempt him. Could Theo ever be that cold and unfeeling? Somehow, Ginger couldn't imagine him saying anything like Darcy had. At times, as she read, Ginger would softly repeat phrases. She noticed as she did so that the characters rarely shortened their words. After she began to practice speaking that way around her family, Step-Pappy had given her more than one odd look, while Amy May only frowned and muttered about, "Them would have to be better than others." The woman didn't understand that Ginger wanted to improve herself rather than to try and outdo the people around her. Since her stepmother never had a kind word for Ginger, she didn't bother to correct her. Pushing her way past a prickly cedar, tall grass grabbed at her ankles. Pulling her feet high to untwist the plant from her legs, she made her way toward the promise of cold water. The pool bubbled as the natural well continually pumped water, keeping it from becoming stagnant. Setting down the linen towel she carried, Ginger slid the suspenders from her shoulders and stripped quickly. Unwinding her tight bindings, she sighed with relief and pleasure. She was so glad to be rid of them for the moment. It seemed that her figure developed a bit more each day, making it harder for her to hide it. Holding her lemon soap, she dipped a toe into the darkly shaded water. The cold had her catching her breath. Still, after the day of hard work under the burning sun, she relished some relief. Walking into the pool, she sat down in its center. The water only being about 3 feet deep, Ginger curled her shoulders downward to submerge more of herself. After acclimating herself to the coldness, she leaned backward and dunked her entire body, head to toe, in the water. Coming up for air, she slicked her hair away from her face. It was then that she saw him. Watching.